Hello, and welcome. I'm Duncan, and I'll be your Nature and Forest Therapy Guide for this program. I want to thank you for taking part and for taking the time to experience the natural world. This is the first 45-minute session of five that you're invited to listen to. And over the course of the next 5 weeks, I'll be guiding you towards experiencing nature through the traditional five senses. Sight, touch, smell, taste, and hearing. By the end of our time, you'll be familiarized in a practice rooted in Japan called Shinrin-yoku, which literally translates as forest bathing, or taking in the atmosphere of the forest. So now I'll go over some practicalities and give you an introduction to the format. For these walks in nature, I recommend that you adjust the settings of your device so you don't receive any calls or notifications by putting it on airplane mode. Please listen with the speaker of your mobile device and situate it in your breast pocket or any other pocket will do so you can hear my voice clearly. You may have to adjust the volume accordingly for this. So why don't you give it a try right now? You can also try listening with one earpiece of your headphones, but this is not really preferred. I've designed the recordings to unfold in real time and at a natural pace, but if you feel the need to pause or rewind, that should be fine as well, but the less tinkering, the less you'll be distracted from what is around you. Know that I'll be giving you extended periods of silence for you to have your own personal experience during the walks. Be assured that the recording is still running during these periods of silence. Okay, now that your device is all situated so you can hear, let's move on. During the program, I'll be offering what are called invitations. An invitation is essentially a prompt, a suggestion, if you will, to experience your environment in a particular way through any one of the senses, or a combination thereof. Now, if an invitation I offer doesn't resonate with you, as an alternative, feel free to modify and adapt by simply experiencing nature in a way that is uniquely yours and that is comfortable for you. I'm not physically there to keep an eye on you, so I'm going to ask you to take good care of yourself. Please interact with nature in a way that feels familiar to you. And at the same time, if you come up to the edge of your comfort zone during this program, I want you to see it as an opportunity to try something new and to expand and explore into the unknown a bit. Now, as I finish up this introduction, I'd like for you to enter into the natural area that you've chosen to be in. Far enough in so that you feel like you've entered and have gone past the threshold. It might be past a set of trees or a line separating mowed and wild grasses. You may not have to go far. It might just be a few steps in, or you might already be there now. Great. Now, if you have a tea already prepared in your thermos with you, feel free to enjoy it at any time during the walk. Also know that there will be specific times when we will focus on the sense of taste, so please bring it along with you for each walk, especially for the last one. All right, now that I've given you an idea of what to expect, I think we're ready to start tuning into our senses. So let's ease on into it, shall we? Now, I'd like for you to sit or stand in a way that gives you a sense of dignity, alertness, and I want you to feel comfortable. Perhaps you can sit in a way you imagine an animal might, such as a fox at her den or a hawk at his nest, alert and with ease, only expending the necessary amount of energy. So Let's begin by closing our eyes. Touch. With your eyes closed, let us bring our awareness to the sense of touch. We'll begin with touching our fingers together. And just feeling your fingertips. And then we'll move on by clasping our hands together. And then feeling your arms or the clothes on your body. Are the sensations rough or smooth? How do they feel to you? And perhaps you can touch your hair or your face and notice how that feels. Now bring your awareness to the skin on your body and how it touches your clothes. And feel the air on your skin, the temperature, perhaps detecting the wind or a gentle breeze. And feel the ground beneath you with your feet and your toes through your shoes. Are there hard stones you can feel with your feet? Is it soft, and do you sink into the soil? Smell. By keeping your eyes closed, bring your awareness to your breathing. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you pull in the air through your nose, smell the air. How does it smell to you? And if you feel like you smell nothing, that's okay. Take another breath and see what subtleties might be uncovered. You could also smell your body, your sleeve, or your hands for any smells you might have picked up and carried with you. Hearing. Simply bring your attention to the sounds around you. Notice what sounds feel good to you and what attract you and pull your attention towards them. They could be the bird song or the wind through the trees. Notice the distance of what might be making those sounds. Are they far away? Are they near? Rotate your head and see what faint noises you can pick up on. Simply listen to all that's around you. Taste. Let's now briefly bring our awareness to the sense of taste. Right there, where you're standing or sitting. Bring your attention to your mouth and your tongue. And see if you can taste your own saliva. And feel free to draw in the air through your mouth. taste the air. Sight. For the last sense that we'll be touching on as we tune into our senses is sight. I would like for you to close your eyes if you haven't had them closed already. And notice any colors behind your eyelids or any shapes. And with your eyes closed, notice how you can see. And as if you are completely new to this planet, I would like you to open your eyes to experience what's all around you when you're ready. Take in the colors, the shapes, the movement. Close one eye and then the other. Move your head around. Simply see what's before you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in to your senses. So you may have noticed, or might notice as we continue, our minds are very busy thinking. So what I'd like for you to do is, when a thought arises, simply notice it and resist the temptation to linger on that thought or to judge that thought as good or bad, and gently bring your awareness back to the senses as you experience the nature around you. We can do this throughout the walk. Nature is here to engage us. So let's give our minds a rest. And when a thought comes up, gently nudge yourself and your awareness back towards our senses, whatever sense we're focusing on at the time. And today, our featured sense is sight. Now, I'd like to offer the first invitation called What's in Motion. I invite you to walk slowly along and with your sense of sight, simply notice what is in motion around you. And whenever a thought pops up, gently bring your awareness back to your observations of what is moving around you. Again, if this invitation doesn't resonate with you, feel free to modify and adapt so that you can experience your surroundings in a way that feels right to you. The invitation is meant as a starting point for you to stay with for as long as you feel necessary. So I will leave you now for an extended period of silence for about 10 minutes. And trust that the recording will be continuing in the silence. And when you hear the sound of a wooden flute, it will be time for you to come back to listen for what will come next. Thank you. Welcome back. The next couple minutes or so will serve as a way to recognize and to honor whatever you witnessed during the invitation and whatever thoughts or feelings came up for you. So I invite you to silently reflect, or if you feel comfortable, verbalize your thoughts out loud as though the forest were listening. What did you notice? Were the trees moving? What parts of the tree? Did you see anything else that captured your attention? And how did this time feel for you? I'll leave a few minutes now for you to revisit any moments that struck you as you walked, observing what was in motion. So I would like to offer the next and final invitation for today called Sit Spot. I invite you to follow your intuition right now to a place nearby that calls to you and to sit or lie comfortably. So trust your instincts. You're free to go wherever you please, but don't go far. Take care of yourself and simply observe nature through your senses. And at this point, feel free to let your thoughts wander without making any special effort to nudge your awareness back to your senses. Anything goes, as long as you are here, now, in nature. If you have your tea, enjoy it during this time. So find a spot that suits you, and I'll play the flute in about 10 to 15 minutes. Welcome back. Thank you for participating and finding your sit spot. If you would like to express any gratitudes for your experience today on this walk, please do so now. You might be grateful and thankful for the sun's warmth, the squirrel that intrigued you, the sound of the brook, or a particular tree that you felt drawn to. So right now, what are you grateful for? When you're ready, please stand from your sit spot. Stretch and begin to slowly make your way out of this natural area by passing the threshold back into your life, as it were, before this walk. And I'll talk as you do so now. Know that this area and the elements of nature will be here for you whenever you need it, and with you wherever you go, especially if you seek it and take the time to slow down enough to take notice. For next week, please return to the same place so that you will have the opportunity to continue to develop your personal relationship with this land and to observe the changes that occur in nature over time. If, for whatever reason, you need to or feel like visiting another area, please feel free. Be sure to bring with you your tea next week. And for your sit spot next week, bring a journal to write in. Thank you for participating in this practice, and I hope that you may carry with you some of the invitations into your daily life. So until next week, may the forest be with you.